Founders and Pens podcast, episode 321 for Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. All right. I'm ready. Give me a joke. Make it funny.
What did this one was actually sent in?
Okay.
So I want to say
that's your disclaimer.
That's my disclaimer. If this goes south, it's not my fault. What did the cow say to her calf at nighttime?
Go to sleep.
Go to bed, son. It's past your bedtime.
Oh my God. Pasture, bedtime, got it.
It's good, right?
You know, you say that every time, and my answer is 99% of the time, yeah, no.
It's good.
I have an announcement. Actually, I have two. You ready?
Is that today?
Today, May 15th, is my baby brother's 50th birthday. So, happy birthday, Jeff. 50. That means he got his AARP card.
Is he a member of AARP?
I bet he is now. He should be. My mom is down in Florida. She ended up staying, I think, just to make sure he'd make it to 50. And so they're celebrating. So happy birthday, Jeff. I love you. And 50. That's like old.
I'm not going to make any comments about
AARP.
His AARP, his gray hair, whatever. He's got more hair than me.
But more of it's gray.
Well, yes.
And
yes.
You got a AARP card from me.
Yeah, when I was like a spouse card. 43 or something.
I know. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
All right, anyway.
What's our other big news? We're new parents.
Oh, we're new parents. Yes.
We adopted two cats over the weekend, Max and Seiko. And
it's crazy. They actually had a cat named after a watch company. It's the craziest thing.
No. I got to tell you, Max is the fluffiest, biggest cat I think I've ever seen. Mercedes, if you're listening, Max is like Nesta.
Yep.
But giant. Like he stuck his tail in an electrical outlet. He's just puffy.
He's a big boy.
He's huge.
Big boy. So.
And Seiko's adorable.
Seiko's adorable.
So anyway, that's our excitement is learning to be parents again for kitties.
I would say don't be discouraged by age of a cat. So Max was eight, is mm-hmm. eight, and most people kind of pass over the older cats. But I think he's gonna be with us for a long, long time. So
he is the most chill cat. Like, he's borderline comatose. He's that chill. Like, that's
so cool.
He's a sweetie.
Anyway, you'll see pictures of them on our Instagram, I'm sure, for the next
6 months.
6 months.
Yep. I put one of Max up yesterday and one of Seiko today.
Awesome.
Do you know there's a tortoise of Instagram?
There is. Wow.
I'm gonna make her go viral.
I've become hipper day by day, knowing which hashtags are available.
There you go. All right, so let's talk pens.
Let's talk some pens. Okay, so first up, Lamy Safari Pastel.
Yes.
Mint. What do you got there?
I got
rose.
Rose.
And
the
light blue.
Blue macaroon. Is that what that is?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. They've got, you know, they color match the little piece there that's normally black.
Between the section and the barrel, mm-hmm. that little ring. Okay. Yep. Pretty.
Very springy.
I feel like I'm not doing these justice, but as new parents, we're not getting much sleep. These are really pretty colors. I like that Lamy has gone to pastels. You know, for so many of their limiteds, they were doing neon for a while, and enough with the neon.
This light blue is nice. It's a nice looking color.
Okay.
Green's not bad. You know, and actually, as far as this color is concerned, it's really
That's
kind of
pretty.
A powdery. Yeah, it's a powdery pink.
You know,
grayish pink.
I think my only issue is usually they have. Usually Lamy has ink that matches the pens, and so I'm a little disappointed that there's no ink. They would perhaps be rather pale,
they
obviously,
would be. Yeah.
But You could have something that was contrasting.
Something a little bit darker. So, well, if it's a good segue though, because
I know
we have the Lamy Bronze, which does come with
the All-Star Bronze, and it does have
Magic ink.
Bottle ink and cartridges. Again, I almost feel like they're maybe losing steam.
This is almost like the
it's like the copper orange, only
a little more muted. Yeah.
And I don't know that I'd consider the ink to be like what we all think of as bronze. It's definitely more of an orange. It's a cool color. Really pretty. I do like that they come out with cartridges as well for people who like the cartridges. I'm glad it finally arrived.
Yeah, I think if you get past the fact that it's called bronze, it's actually a pretty decent It's a decent orange is really what it is.
Without being bright orange. Yeah. So if you don't like really bright orange, this is a great color. And, you know, it's such a great sturdy pen. So there you go. Look good in your pocket.
We'll just see how that works then.
Father's Day is coming. Yeah. Your birthday is coming.
My birthday, I get an All-Star?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, all the times have changed. Next.
I got a cat for Mother's Day.
You get two.
I did.
And all the stuff that goes along with the cat.
Oh.
The carriers, the brushes, all that stuff. So, we got, speaking of ink.
I know, I'm excited about these.
This one looks good.
They all look good.
Well, yeah, they do. I mean, you're going to have one that's more exciting than others, I'm sure. Pilot Limited Edition 100th Anniversary Ink.
These are the 50 mil bottles. I do like the packaging a lot. I like that they changed it.
A special little tassie here.
See, they could have left that out.
Well, you know, they've already got it on the other ones. So.
I know.
But a special kind of a shimmery gloss label.
Yeah. So these are really
nice
pretty.
Nice boxes.
I do like that you can tell at a glance which is which. Anniversary from regular. So that was really well thought out. And then this is cool. Apparently, I'm not supposed to touch that.
Well, no, you would just, you know.
Don't touch that.
Nice set of the mini bottles. And I like that the caps are color-coded.
Yes, that makes life a lot easier. Yep.
So really cute, adorable little box.
And these are 15 mil?
Yeah, these are 15 mil.
Okay.
But these are your standard, well, you know, they used to have the 15 mil Orojis, yeah. Which we still have a couple left. But this is 15 mil times 7. How cute is that?
Yeah. I love how sleek the packaging is. It's really done well.
There's no waste there. So, I mean, that's what you get.
Can I open this or are you going to yell at me?
No.
Before we started, like, don't touch that.
I didn't say don't touch that.
You said don't open it.
You were going at it with your, with gusto.
Gorgeous colors. I do love the color-coded caps.
This one looks nice. What is this one? I can't even pronounce it.
That's all right.
It's green, stark green. So
pretty colors. I can't wait to dive in.
All right.
All right, what else?
All right, and now for something completely different. As we know, Mother's Day is past. Father's Day is coming up.
Dads and grads.
We've got a couple of, it was safe to call these masculine gifts from Masuoli Officina. We got a little money clip. Isn't that cute? It's nice, actually. I like that.
Yeah. Well, could be yours.
Well, yeah.
That it has a hinge. You know, so often money clips, and I've looked at these to buy for you or Garrett or Christmas gifts or whatever. I like that it's got a little hinge.
Should you give one to your brother or send one to him?
Well, it's not going to get there in time.
Well, it'll be a surprise.
It's got to be like black.
It'll be a surprise. You know, actually, I do need a keychain. So it comes in a really kind of a cool keychain. It looks like a bicycle.
Yeah, it does. That's very cool.
Bicycle chain.
So does it do anything, or it's just kind of cool in it?
Well, no, it's just kind of cool. I mean, I suppose
like
if you needed, if you had a hex bolt that was that size,
that is cool.
You got one built in, but
very masculine, very cool. Just the right size to grab. I hate things that dangle down a lot. So these are cool. We have just a limited number of these, but
Pulls
if you
out,
need,
actually, so.
Yeah. If you need something small for Father's Day or a graduation gift, these are nice and masculine.
Inexpensive. That's nice. All right. Moving right along.
All right. How'd that work for
you? That didn't work out at all.
All right. What are we doing this week?
This week, we are leaving tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
The big Chicago, AP Chicago pilot event is tomorrow and Friday. Tomorrow we're doing noon to 5, and on Friday it is 10 to 4, 10 to 5, depending on, you know, what's going on. John Lane is coming out, so it'll be good to see him. We're going to have the Seven Gods.
Yes.
Yukari's with us, the ones with the clips. And he is also going to have the new Ishime Yukari, which is a new pen that's coming out in September.
Okay, here's the deal.
I can't have one?
I'm going to count what he arrives with. I'm going to see what we sell, and then I'm going to count what he leaves with. And A minus B needs to equal C with nothing else missing.
Oh, we can do that. I can trade him something.
Yeah, no.
I'll give him a Nippon art and take something else back.
I'm pretty sure that you give him one pen, he gives you another, we're going to end up owing money. Because I know your taste. Come down to the pilot event. Come to the show. See some of these things that maybe you've looked at online or you've heard about. It's such a great opportunity. John is such a wealth of knowledge. And he's just a lot of fun. One of our dear friends. We always just have such a good time. And he always brings... It's different things every time. It's not like it's always the same thing to every event. So to be able to see some of these things for the first time is going to be just a lot of fun.
And I should say, if you're interested in the 100th Anniversary Ink, order it online. We can deliver it to the store in Chicago for you, or we can ship it for you. But order it online now. Don't, you know, if we have some left by Thursday, we'll bring some down. But if you have to have something, I would recommend
doing it
taking care of it online and not waiting. So 16th, 17th pilot event. That's going to be fun. And what else we got? Is that it? We whipped through everything all this quickly.
I know.
We can go back to this. That's kind of a nice color. I don't know.
I want to compare this, the bronze, to my copper orange.
Don't we have that upstairs?
Is it a tester? We do. It's a tester. Yes.
Everybody wants to buy it?
Yes. Well, now they can buy this.
Well, I think copper orange is much, much brighter.
It is.
Much brighter.
Absolutely.
This is not a bad color. This is a very good color. I've always liked the All-Stars that they've come out with every year.
They've come out with some great colors. I do like the weight. I have a couple of each, but these are pretty.
Transparent section. Love it.
Okay.
That's nice. I haven't used mine in a while. Well, it was a tester, so.
Well, you could.
I could untest it.
Untest it and put it in your office.
I might.
There you go. So. What else?
I think that's it.
Well, that was what very else? Quick.
It was very quick. That's what I said.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
New
joke.
Kitties.
Lemmy.
We already talked about the Chicago show wrap-up, right?
Yeah, it was last week.
Okay. And we talked about Visconti.
Yep, that was last week.
Okay. I think that's it. Go.
Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week. We're going to talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Don't forget to sign up for our mailing list. It's at the bottom of every website page. And we do two mailers, one on Tuesday, and then a vintage mailer on Friday. And if you are interested in vintage, here's the trick. These things go fast. Open it up, check it out right away. It's like every week or every other week, we have somebody who emails and they open it up at like
6 o'clock
after they've gotten home from work. And they're unhappy because everything they click on is gone. And yes, it probably is. I don't know how you keep up repairing all of these. I know how hard you work.
I don't sleep, actually.
But, they go really quickly. So definitely open the mailer on Fridays especially and see what you've got because these are all one-off.
Yeah, the trick is the mailer goes actually in price order. So the least expensive items are at the top, most expensive are at the bottom. So it goes in price order. And if you really, really want to be stealthy, Friday mornings are when I make the vintage stuff live. So it's kind of an insider thing. If if you get the newsletter, usually goes out at 9:30 Central. By 9 o'clock, usually everything is up. So if you want to get first crack and first peek at what's available, that's when you do it.
Okay. So for everyone out there watching, this is the secret.
That's the secret. Yeah. Okay. Yep, that's the secret.
So. Good to know. I think that's good for the mailing list. So follow the blog for news, interviews, all sorts of other stuff, including fun videos that the creative team puts together.
Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
That's awesome. I should do that.
You should.
Don't forget, we now have a store in Chicago. Just recently celebrated our one-year anniversary, which is awesome. It is on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, and it is open 7 days a week. Go see the dream team down there.
At chicago.andersonpens.com.
There you go. Please also like this video, give us a thumbs up, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Yes. That would be a great help.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.